much of a chance to follow Russell Wilson this year, and any thoughts? Obviously, there's a lot of similarities and some differences between the two of you.
Yeah, you know, I've been able to see what the Seahawks have been doing all year. I wouldn't say follow them, but, you know, I've been able to see, and it's been very impressive, so look forward to playing them.
Robert, how are you feeling at this point? How's the knee?
I feel good.
Better than can you just kind of elaborate a little bit on your status and just how you feel?
Yeah, I felt better every day, every week, and the good thing is that there's been no setbacks in the games, so I get to go out there and see what I can do, and each week I've been able to do more. So today I felt a lot better than I did last week, and I mean, that's all you can ask for at this point.
Robert, not long ago, the prevailing wisdom that a rookie quarterback needs a year in the system and taking it slow, and then he kind of gets eased into being a starter. You know, certainly not the case now with three rookies in the playoffs. I know you can't speak for the other guys, but in your case, what do you think made you so ready? Was it something you went through in college? What do you think sort of prepared you to be this ready this quickly?
I think life experiences did, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the guys around you and the coaches. And the one thing our coaches did was they didn't baby me. They weren't going to make it baby steps. They threw everything at me and made me learn on the fly. They were really hard on me in OTAs and training camp, and it's paid off. So, you know, I just think if you have a mindset that, hey, it's going to take me a year, then it's hard for you to go out and be successful. And I don't have that mindset. The coaches didn't have that mindset. And you can't when you got guys like London Fletcher. I don't think he's going to retire anytime soon, but, you know, that's always a possibility. And he's played for a long time, and you want to be successful for those guys.
Did you assume that you might have to sit for a while? I mean, how did that play out in your mind on, you know, whether – I know you were probably ready to get in and go right away, but did you think, okay, well, you know, this may be a 12-month process?
No. I mean, I'm not a guy that likes to sit on the bench. You know, even if I feel not ready or whatever, I still want to be out there and play, and coach drafted me to be the franchise quarterback for this team, and that's what I plan to do from day one. So really my goal was to come in and show them that they picked the right guy and to show the team that they could believe in me.
Robert, going back to your knee for a minute, Mike was saying the other day he thought he's not sure when that LCL will completely allow you to play the way that you had before that. Do you feel like when you're running that it restricts you in any way, that it's changed your running style? I mean, obviously you were able to get around the corner a couple of times, but did you feel it changed in any way, and have you had to adjust because of that?
No, I think if anything, you know, the injury's shown me a lot just from a quarterback perspective. You know, this game's not easy, but it did show me some things that I can do to make the game easier for myself, easier on my body. Ironically, I've done a better job of protecting myself since the injury, sliding, getting down, getting all the possible yards I can and getting out of bounds. And, you know, sometimes, you know, things have to happen like that for you to really, really grasp that. And it's shown me a lot. So I don't think I've ever rushed for 10 yards a carry in a game. And I did that in this past game. So that was kind of funny.
Robert, to follow up on what Joseph asked you before, you said you've seen some Seahawks highlights or whatever, but what are your impressions of Wilson? Do you see any similarities? And did you guys talk at all, draft day? Have you guys have any kind of relationship at all?
Yeah, me and Russell, we didn't train together. Kirk trained with him down in Florida. I trained in Arizona. But, you know, I did get to meet him a couple times and talk to him. And, you know, great guy. But, you know, like I tell you guys, I don't play against quarterbacks. It's not my job to compare us. You guys will do that for the next week. And, hope you guys have fun, but yeah, I'm not going to try to.
What do you like about his game?
You know, just determined guy. You know, I know his whole story as far as going to college and leaving NC State to go to Wisconsin. You know, I know me and him last year dueled it out for one of the records. I don't remember which one it was, but we were dueling it out for that, and it's just good to see him being so successful. But at the same time, you know, I want our defense to go out and shut them down.
Robert, can you describe for us what it feels like to play with the brace on and how it affects you?
You know, I know a lot of people talk about the limp with the brace, but anytime you wear a brace like that, it's to protect you. So it's going to cause a natural limp. You're not going to be able to bend your knee normally. It restricts your flexion and your extension. So it's just to protect the ligaments in there. And so there'll be a natural limp in there, but at the same time, you can still generate power.
So when we see that type of limp, and I guess, you know, as Mike talks about how it takes time for the ligament to heal, how much of it or how much are you affected now by the knee and the ligament itself, and how much are you just affected by the fact that you're wearing a brace?
It's getting pretty close to just being mostly the brace, but you know, the doctors aren't going to let me take it off, I don't believe, and Larry's not going to let me take it off. So I try to do as much as I can without the brace, and then whenever they find out that I don't have it on, I have to throw it on.
Say, and you mean till next season, Rob? You mean till next season there, in terms of taking it off? You'll wear it for the rest of the season, you think?
I don't know. I mean, my leg, I can feel it healing, so it, I mean, I might not wear the brace this week, but I'm sure Larry Hess is shaking his head downstairs right now, but, you know, we'll see what happens. There is no rest of the season right now. We just got to focus on Seattle.
Robert, I know you assumed a leadership role from the beginning of the season, but what did it mean to you to have your teammates vote you captain during that bye week, and what has been the difference in this team since then as well?
You know, I looked at it as an honor. I try to make sure I appreciate everything in life. What I've been able to tell myself and my self-talk is you focus on the little things so the big things can fall into place. And to me, being voted a captain might be a little thing to everyone else, but it is a big thing, in my opinion, to be a rookie quarterback coming in, leading your team, and your team votes you captain halfway through the season. So, yeah, I don't know if me being a captain changed the season by any means, but I just think everyone else bought into me as their leader, so I could be more vocal if I needed to be, or just lead by example like always.
How important was that belief, I guess, moving from that bye week, from a tough start at 3-6?
You know, I think it was paramount, but, you know, I don't think that was the biggest difference in the team. You know, I've said it week in, week out. I think it was just a mindset change. You know, they voted me captain, but, you know, I don't think that had anything to do with them showing up to work every day ready to go, you know, more so than they had the previous weeks. We all knew we were in 7 straight playoff games, and, you know, we're going to make this one 8.
Robert, there were a couple plays the other day where you went through your progressions, held onto the ball, and then just ended up throwing it, and it didn't really go anywhere in completions. How much of that was because you didn't have the ability to just run out of the pocket and make a play like you had in the previous week?
I don't think much of it was at all. One time I did break the pocket and ran all the way to the sideline across the field, and no one got open. I mean, sometimes there's going to be dead plays, whether I scramble or don't scramble. So, you know, I don't think any of it was based on that.
Previous years when you're in college, you have a couple of weeks to prepare for a postseason with the one bowl game. You have just the 1 week now. How do you try to adapt for that? How do you change your preparation, or do you change your preparation at all?
No, you don't change your preparation. For bowl games, you know, most of the time you're doing way too much thinking, trying to devise the perfect play for the perfect defense. Then you get in the game and they do something totally different because they're doing the same thing for the past month. So I think it's just it's like a regular season game, but with a playoff game atmosphere. You know, guys are going to give it their all no matter what. There'll be no plays taken off, and we'll be ready for it.
Robert, what specific challenges does just taller corners like Browner and Sherman present to you going against them for the first time?
Yeah, they're you know, they'll look good when you get out there on the field, not in a weird way by any means, but they'll be – you like how I worded that? You know, they'll be tall, rangy guys. So there's some throws that you throw that maybe a normal, you know, 6-foot corner might not get to, but because these guys are so tall, they can get to those balls. So you just got to be aware of that. Just watch the film, see how they play. And then after that, just go out and try to execute.
Rob, since the knee injury, have you noticed teams playing you any differently? Like maybe not keying on you as much because they don't think you're able to do as much?
I don't think so. I think, you know, D-Ware hit me again, kind of like he did the first game. So I think they're pretty keyed in. It's just, you know, some of the stuff we do can take pressure off of myself to get out in the open and do some things. You know, even if they are truly focused on me or Alfred, sometimes you just have the right play at the right time. And hopefully it'll be that way this week. But, you know, we know they'll have something ready for us, and we'll be ready.
Robert, you guys have been about the best in the NFL in play-action passing this year as compared to regular passing. Why do you think you guys have used play-action so effectively, and why do you think you make so many long plays with play-action?
No, I think I'm not a big stat guy, but the stats don't lie. We're, you know, number one in the league in rushing. So, you know, that if you run the ball, you're going to play-action pass. It's just the way it goes. Teams have to stop your running game, and if they don't, then you run for 274 yards. So, you know, You got a back like Alfred, an offensive line that's great at run blocking, and coaches that know what they're doing in the running game. It's hard to stop. So that's why we play action pass so much. And when we have to drop back pass, we do.
And Ray Lewis announced that he's going to hang it up at the end of this season. Can you talk about your own feelings about Ray, his career, and what he means to you as a young player?
Yeah, you know, I haven't had the chance or the honor to meet Ray, but you know, I know earlier in the year when it looked like his season was going to be done, you know, I personally felt bad for the guy, and then for the fact that I didn't get a chance to play against him. Now, there's still a possibility of that in the future, but you know, for him to say he's hanging it up, I think there's a lot of sad people today. You know, to me, it's just you know, he played the game the right way. You know, even though he had to overcome some adversity early in his career, he showed guys the kind of passion you have to play with, how you have to prepare. And this is just coming from me as an outsider, because I didn't really get a chance to meet him or be around him. So, you know, it's just sad for everybody to see him go.
Your locker is right next to London Fletcher's. What sort of advice or wisdom has he given you that's been helpful for you throughout this season?
Fletch, you know, he's a man of few words, but he plays with a lot of aggression. And, you know, the biggest thing he's told me all year is don't be afraid to speak up, because guys look to me as their leader, you know, as their captain. Even though I am only 22, you know, guys, when he says he can see a look in their eyes when they look at me and how they're inspired by me. So, you know, just to not be afraid to speak up when you feel like you need to say something.
And what have you learned from watching the way, while he doesn't use a lot of words, watching the way he plays the game or watching the way he prepares? What has he taught you, even from maybe not even saying anything?
You know, just being the first guy here, last guy out. He's that kind of guy. You know, just the fact that he's been playing for so long, so many straight starts, plays through injuries, doesn't matter what it is, he's tough-nosed. He's not afraid to tell a coach that, hey, we need to run this, we need to run that. And, you know, he's built that up over some years, so I probably can't go to Kyle and tell him what to run. But, you know, it's just good to see, you know, a veteran like that, a guy who's dedicated his whole life to the sport and just being there for his team.
We've heard over the last few years how this has become a passing league. But with what you guys have done, what the Vikings have done with AP and even the Seahawks, and I think even the top yardage quarterbacks this year aren't even in the playoffs, have you shown that it can still be a run emphasis league when if you do it the right way?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can, whatever you're trying to do, as long as you buy into it totally, you can be that. So if you want to throw the ball every down, you can throw the ball every down. You just got to execute. And, you know, it's easier for a quarterback with a running game to be successful, but as we all know, it's not easy to play quarterback in this league. So I mean, I love having the running game that we have, being able to play action pass and drop back pass, you know, with little to no pressure. But teams will do different things. They'll blitz you. You know, they'll play soft coverages and just dare you to run it. And that's what we present. If you're going to play those coverages, we're going to run the ball. And if once you get out of them, then we'll throw the ball.
Robert, you guys have a lot of rookies on this team, a lot of second-year players. Is your inexperience in the postseason, is that a positive or a negative for this team?
I don't think it's a negative. I think the way we're approaching this game is just the same way we've approached the last seven. It is a playoff game, but that's the way we approach those other games as well. So we'll be ready. You know, I think all the guys in the locker room know what's at stake, and you just got to go out there and play like you have nothing to lose.
Robert, going back to this idea of leadership, you know, at the end of the season, guys are banged up. For you, it's mostly the brace at this point. Would you say leadership is a way that you can kind of bring everything you can when maybe the knee isn't at 100%?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, guys, a lot of guys have played injured or a little bit hurt, just showing the character that they have. You know, whether it's London, you know, myself, Trent, you know, Lichtensteiger, there's a bunch of guys out there that are playing with a few injuries, and it shows the rest of the team that they're willing to put it on the line for them every week. And, you know, so, you know, I won't talk about myself. You know, everyone wants to know what percentage I am. And, you know, what I tell you is I'm 100% because I'm out there. And the team knows how I am and what's going on with me. But, you know, they know when I'm on that field, I'm going to give it everything I got.
Last one right here. That's a lot of pressure on me. Hey, no pressure, no diamonds, right?
Exactly. I mean,
Going back to the run game, when did you see teams really start to maybe pay really kind of start to worry more about Alfred rather than just him being a running back, him being a guy who can hurt them? Was there a point early in the year where you started to see that take place?
Yeah, I mean, right there in the middle of our winning streak, you know, I thought teams started keying on Alfred a lot more. And that's when I said he was getting those tough yardage, you know, where he's running 22 times for 90 yards and not really getting any big runs. But he stayed with that. And then the past couple games, where the teams have tried to take me away or take him away, you know, they've switched it up a bunch. You know, basically every other series they're deciding who they're going to take away that series. And he's just done a great job with the runs, hitting them where they're supposed to get hit. And then when there's an unblocked guy, he runs the guy over, he bounces off him and gets a few more extra yards. So, you know, it's a combination of him running extremely well and then teams trying to take one of us out of the game.